This is the Pete and Sebastian Show with Pete Corielli and Sebastian Maniscalco.
Petey! Biscuit! It's Jimmy from Boston. Petey, you are a successful comedian and a sitcom writer, and you're staying in these murder motels like a fucking vagrant and taking proof of life photos of the goddamn bedsheets. Start acting accordingly, will you, kid? Not to mention, you're embarrassing poor Biscuit in front of all his new fancy Hollywood friends.
I'm just a little bit caught in the middle. Life is a maze and love is a riddle. I don't know where to go, can't do it alone. I've tried and I don't know why. I'm just a little girl lost in the moment. I'm so scared, but I don't
know. The Pete and Sebastian Show is back. Classic comedy coming to you every week. Sebastian Maniscalco on the other end. What is up, bro? Lou behind the glass. How are you, man? What are we doing?
Is that Fiona Apple?
No, it's the little girl from the movie Moneyball, starring
Brad Pitt. That was the best part of the song right there. Right there.
What's
actress.
Up?
I'm out. No, it's like there's that other one that there's a girl and a guy saying where she goes, I want a little you want a little more than I want a little anything else but me. Oh, how's that song go, Lou? You know that one? Yeah, you want da 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 and I want more stage.
Here is the church and here is the steeple. We sure are cute for two ugly people.
Yes. I don't see. Yeah, it's a cute song, Sebastian. And I was like, okay, I like this. Just like that one right there. I go, I kind of like this. And then Jackie goes, oh yeah, that's the actress, Zoe da da da. And I'm like, all right, took it off my iTunes. Out.
Out. Is it actress?
Yeah, as soon as you heard that was a little girl from a movie, aren't you done with that song? Like, I don't need to know it.
It's a great movie.
I gotta admit, I said the same thing to myself. I go, I'm not interested anymore.
Thank you. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. That's how it should be. So what's up?
What's up? Let's just get right into the nuts and bolts and what happened to me on Saturday.
Yeah.
Went to Disneyland with Lana and Serafina. Left Crusoe behind. He's just too young to be there. We got a gift from my agency to go to Disneyland, and they provided a private tour guide.
Okay? Yeah.
Now, I've heard about this tour guide through Disneyland. It's the way to go, right? Yeah. You could get like an easy pass or whatever, but apparently it's not the same as the tour guide. To give you an example, all right?
Yeah.
We meet the tour guide decked out in a beautiful like outfit, like a Disney outfit, not a character, just like kind of like a plaid vest and, you know, Disneyed out.
Yeah.
And she got the whole day mapped out for us.
She's probably ecstatic to do this, right? At least that's how they're playing it. I mean, I would imagine just happy, happy, perky, perky.
The way Disney does it in general, the whole staff, everywhere you go, everybody's happy.
Yeah.
From going into the, we went into the California, Grand California Hotel, and the guy that greets you there leaves you with, have a grand day, with a smile, you know?
It's Whoville, man. Everybody's happy.
Whoville.
How could you not? Totally. Magical.
Magic. So, she's like, okay, we're going to, you know, here's the bathroom, you guys want to go bathroom. And then we're going to go to breakfast, and then we're going to see some, you know, we're going to get a picture in front of the castle. I got to tell you, Disneyland, from what I saw, beautiful, it's clean, but it hasn't changed since I've been a kid. They need a remodel.
Yeah, well, I mean, I kind of like that, man. I kind of like that, you know, keeping it how it was. They get too modern now with these things.
That castle looks like a shed. I mean, I like Disney World. The castle's like a castle. It's like what you see when the Disney movie starts, you know?
Yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah. It's true.
This one looks like it's like a gingerbread house, bro.
So is it not as big? It's like what is the
small? Small.
So what is that about? Growing up, even if I heard of a friend go, we went to Disneyland. I'm sorry. I'm just being honest. My first thought was, man, you poor. Everyone goes, it's fucking Florida bus, guys. The fuck you go to that shit,
Jack? Poor. Oh, God.
I was the 70s. You could talk like that. I'm just saying. No one went to Disneyland, and that shit's still around. I figured by now they must have did a hard reno and that everyone's loving it, but you're telling me no.
No, man. It's cute. It's nice. It's small, which is good, but also like being that small, it gets packed. It gets really packed. So I gotta tell you, though, it was a little off-putting going with this tour guide, you know? We're going through, like, the exits.
Yeah.
People are coming out of the ride, and we're going in, right? Oh. And it's like, we got almost like handicap access, you know, to these things.
Yeah. Yeah. Meanwhile, the three of you, stunning looking family. Not even not a limp among you. Making the people in the wheelchair roll around you.
Oh, God. No, man. It was like, actually, I'm going to send you a picture of the castle so you guys get like a visual of what I'm talking about here, and I'll post this up on the Pete and Sebastian webpage. But we're getting this access, like it's fantastic. You don't have to wait in line, and I gotta be honest with you, you get a little spoiled with it that when we were going I can't even tell you this.
No, come on, you already called people poor, guy.
You're going through like literally the park is yours, right?
Yeah.
Going through like where Daffy Duck goes, you know, like where it says cast members only. That's kind of where you're going, right?
Yeah, that's fantastic.
So I get to the boat. We're doing like a jungle safari, and it's a boat. It probably, I don't know, 20 people could fit on the boat. This is like one of the first rides we were going on. So I get on the boat, and other people are getting on the boat. I tap Lon, I go, come on.
Okay. Don't even say it, guy. Oh, man. You know where this is going, Lou, right?
Yeah.
Like a guy wanted his own 20-seat boat.
I'm just saying, the access you get, you would think, all right, you know, the boat's going to pull up. And it's going to be like they bring out a different boat.
Looking good, Billy Ray.
Feeling good, Lewis.
Right. It's like, come on. It's like you're going to take a knee on the 1 yard line. Just take it into the end zone. Give me my own boat.
Oh, man.
By the way, I'm looking at this photo of your lovely, cute daughter in front of this castle. She's half the size of the building. That is the smallest castle I've ever seen in my life, guy. Oh, yeah, it's decked out nice, though. It's decked out nice, but
no, it's nice. Don't get me wrong. It's nice. It was a nice experience, but I mean, I don't know what that cost the private guide. I'm sure it's not cheap, but gotta tell you, man, my daughter loves Cinderella, Snow White, and the Mermaid, right? The Ariel.
Yeah.
And we went right into that. Got like private photos with, you know, not private photos, what do you call their own photographer comes in, like the picture I just sent you was taken by the Disney photographer,
right, yeah.
So you get like, you get that photo, you get all the photos, it's all included. It's, bro, we got there at 8, left at 1:30, and you would have thought we spent 3 days there to what we saw. There's families, man, that are going back to a hotel for a nap to go and see the rest of the park. We got it in 5 hours, plus a breakfast.
Dude, you are not kidding. That is magical access that people, so many people, that's the dream of all life for some people. that love Disney so much, if they could have one dream other than health for their family, they'd be like, just be able to full access for every ride. As soon as I get up to it, I get to go on it.
Yeah, bro, it takes a lot of the stress out of the day. I mean, you know, I've been in those lines, and it's just an hour and a half in line, zigzag, zigzag. You get to the ride, it's 30 seconds. But,
yeah,
this was well worth its money, and I got to tell you, people do Disneyland out here like they're going to the mall. I was talking to people, they're like, yeah, then I get off work, I pick up my kid, we go and we do a couple rides and we go back to dinner. Disneyland, I thought was luggage, right? I thought you go to Disney World, it's 4 or 5 days, no?
Jeez, it's like a park to these people, like literally it's just a park, yeah. You walk around, yeah, wow. See, they get the season pass, right? Yeah.
They get the season pass, this is a money machine. And I got to tell you, it ain't cheap, man. It's $200 to get into the park per person, right?
Per day?
$200 per person. Yeah.
Wow.
You get Disneyland and you get like California Adventure, 200 bones. And then, they got it situated where you come out of the ride, boom, next thing you know, you're in a gift shop. You're buying 2, 4, 5, 6 T-shirts and Mickey Mouse ears before the day even started.
I know. Dude, you're telling me? I know. Come on, man. It's all. I just dropped $180 a ticket for the Rockettes for next week. $180. They better kick that shit high, guy. $180. I mean, you know? I mean, it's all pricey because they know you got the kid and the kid's going to want to see and do. So, yeah, Disney's got on. But you can get a deal, I think. It's $200 a day, but if you get like a 3-day pass, you can get it much lower.
A little lower. But I looked it up online. Average family goes to Disneyland 3 nights, hotel, room, souvenirs, parking, rental. $5,000. $5,000.
Yeah. Crazy. Never again for me.
And I mean, a lot of people that are there, shit, they look like they're going into foreclosure on their homes. You know what I'm saying?
I feel so much better about my comment earlier now, Lou.
That was
weighing on me for the past 10 minutes. Yes, they do, by the way. Yes, absolutely. I've seen video of fist fights in Disney, which is bad enough, but that place is so white trash, the fight don't even get broken up for like 3 minutes. That's when you know you're in a white trash environment. In Disney, if you say to somebody, excuse me, pal, you got 6 security guards all around you escorting you out, no questions asked, you're both gone. I think I was the last person to vape in Disney. They shut that shit down, too. They did. You're not even allowed to bring your vape in there. They hurt the cast that I was doing it on Space Mountain.
Fuck, now I'm never going.
Oh, yeah. Lou, you were going to go someday? If you had a kid, you mean, or with a girl or something?
Yeah. If I wound up there now, there's no way I can even vape or smoke. Out.
They have, like, certain smoking. I think they have. I don't know. I think you can smoke
in
there.
I didn't see one cigarette there.
Yeah. No, I don't think you can, man. You just got to grin and bear it. Yeah. Yeah, I don't get it either.
All right. Mickey's a mouse. Donald's a duck. Pluto's a dog. What's Goofy? God, that's weird. What the hell is Goofy?
Speaking of lines, you know, I fly now that I was done with the little run there. I fly home every weekend, and I've been I fly Delta, as you know, and I fly out of JFK Friday nights. So last time I'm there, 2 weeks ago, I get up there, and the guy at Delta goes, hey, you want to try Clear? Have you heard of this Clear?
Okay, bro, I've been part of Clear for 3 years.
I thought Clear was brand new. The guy's selling it to me in JFK like it's brand new. This isn't, not TSA, not TSA pre-check.
I know exactly what Clear is.
Fingerprints?
Yeah.
Dude, that shit is so good. I have a month to decide if I want to cancel it. I've done it the past 2 weeks. I might have to cancel it because it's awkward how much I'm cutting fucking everybody. I mean, people are giving you that look like, who the fuck is this guy? Bro, they bring me a line by myself. I put my fingerprints down, no line, and then the guy escorts me, come with me, through everybody, right up to the podium. And that's what, you know, when you show your license there, you don't even have to show it. He just points to the lady and goes, he's good. Go, you get the next bin. And everybody's looking at you like, who is this guy, dude?
Yep. They're like, is this Bezos? Is this Bezos' son?
I'm telling you, I had my head down. I'm like, they're looking at me like, where's this fucking guinea?
By the way, dude, are you, I don't know, are you with all your, because I don't have TSA, do you still take your shoes off? I'm still always taking my shoes off. Are you in some situation where you don't have to do that?
I don't never take my shoes off at the airport.
All right, because it's humiliating. It's getting, I really feel, yeah, I mean, and then like on the other end when I'm in Buffalo, when I get through, you got your, you know, you want to get your stuff and get out of everybody's way. So, you know, sometimes you have to do it. I've done the 20-foot walk to a bench with no.
Ooh, shoeless?
Well, my socks. I did it the other morning, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is so embarrassing. What the fuck? Right? So this is the worst. This is the worst. Last Friday night, I'm flying home out of JFK, and it was rainy, and I had my Pumas. And my Pumas, I love them, but they're on, the bottoms are getting a little, the rubber's getting a little crackled. So I'm like, let me just get these home to Fredonia, and I got my new Pumas, I'll fly back in. Now, after I parked my car, it was, like I said, rainy. So when I got into the airport, my feet were a little wet. Bro, how embarrassing. I put my sneakers in the bin, and I got to walk online, you know, when you got to go to get x-rayed. Every step I took, I was leaving wet footprint marks.
Oh.
Leading up to the x-ray machine, and everybody's looking at my feet like, oh my God, his socks are wet. Look at this fucking guy.
You know what I would have thought?
What?
I would have thought if I saw that, which I've seen that,
oh.
I would have thought, oh God, his feet are sweating.
You know, luckily it was pouring rain, so I was hoping they would think it was just water. But you're right, dude. Either way, what kind of moisture fungus do you got going on under that fucking sock, right? It is, and I'm more mad at them, man, because come on, man, what am I doing? And it made me think, I got to talk to him about this. There's no way Maniscalco's taking his shoes off anymore. No way.
No, I got the TSA pre-check. You don't have that at all?
I have not. I've never signed up for it because in Buffalo, there's never a line, so I never got around to it.
Yeah, but wherever you go, there's a line.
Yeah, I know, and I've been lazy. And then I saw it as Clear, and I'm like, let me try this. But now, when I signed up for Clear, I didn't realize that's only for Delta, right? Or is it for everything?
No, everything.
So what is the difference between Clear and TSA? Because he's like, I mean, I'm getting through so fast. If I have TSA and Clear, am I doing a slow jog through the fucking x-ray machine? I mean, how much faster can you go?
No, but I will tell you this. First of all, Clear is a separate from TSA. But if you don't have TSA pre-check, they you go and you still have to take your shoes off. All right?
Oh, right.
So you got to get the TSA pre-check not to take out your computer and your shoes when you go through the metal detector. So you got to get the pre-check because if you don't, then you're still taking everything out of your bag. It's a hassle.
I got it. So now it sounds like with Clear and TSA pre-check, if there's a line of TSA pre-check, you're cutting that line because you got Clear.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wow. So you really are just flying through, man.
Yeah, you could get there 20 minutes before your flight.
Oh, that is, oh, man. I mean, I love this Clear so much. I'm rooting for a line. When I get there, I want to really cut through the peasants. You know what I'm saying?
Oh man, there's three things I would edit on this, but forget it. Leave it in.
Yeah, right. Come on, I hear you. I gotta send you a thing now. A photo. Now this is from like the same last week. My last flight. Tell me when you get it. Because my question is, I had a lot of time to kill, right? So I get a cup of coffee and I sit down at an empty gate. Ever do that move?
Yeah.
Find as a gate. All right, I am not kidding you. That lady, right? She's scrolling.
That's a lady.
That's a lady, right? She
scrolling. Yeah, okay, got it.
Right. She works for JFK. Now, she sat one seat in between me. I was that one empty seat, and then me, and she sat down there. I had my coffee, right? And then she opens up, because obviously she works there. So then she's got that, like, the bag that makes the, you know, when you buy groceries, you get that styrofoam-y sound, the crunchy bag.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's got Tupperware. Now.
Oh, wait, Lou. Lou, tag it.
That's Tupperware.
Not Tubba-ware. All right. She's got Tupperware. And you know, man, when you got Tupperware, when you open that shit up, whatever she came out, bro, it was devastating me. I stayed there for like another 30, 40 seconds because I didn't want to offend her. But, you know, you could see her nationality. She's like Middle Eastern or something. I don't know what was going on with that meal. But my question is, I've been seeing more and more of this, right? Like, is there a cafeteria at these airports, or do the employees just all, like, find empty gates and then fucking eat that sandwich? Like, what is this? Well, I'm looking at her like, there's not a cafeteria in this fucking airport. What are you doing, lady?
Right? I've thought the same thing. I sit in there, and there's guys that with the orange sticks to wing in a plane hanging out of their pocket sitting at gate 62 eating a Shake Shack.
And I'm like, I'm starting to say to myself, is this happening? I'm not noticing it, but now I'm noticing it more. Or is this just an isolated incident? But I'm starting to think there's no cafeteria at these airports, and they're supposed to be expected to, you know, disperse amongst us to eat their food without us realizing it.
No, I hear you. I don't think there's a cafeteria, A. And then B, in the training or when you start at the airport, do they make an announcement or somebody raises their hand and said, hey, listen, where do we take lunch? And they go, gate 16. Is your
what the fuck? Hey, pick a terminal, do a stroll. and look for an empty gate, guy. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh man, shit. Yeah. If you bring up a good point, which is something that I've seen, but never really questioned until you brought it up. Yeah, it's kind of weird actually that everybody is. I don't even like it when you go to Chipotle, and like the crew that's gonna come on, like four of them are taking up the best table in the joint. Like,
yeah.
Where's the break room in these places?
Yeah, they got these heavy coats on, and they're just there. One of them's always got one knee bouncing as he's talking about something from last night. And I'm like, this is a cafeteria conversation. I don't... Yeah, and by the way, they got to drop $3 for a cup of coffee. There should be a big fucking urn in the back for these people. It's hard enough to commute to the airport as it is. Shit.
You're right. You know, they got to drive and they got to park off site and then they got to shuttle in, right? Then they got to go through security. That's another thing. When they go through security, I don't know. I was thinking of bringing a lanyard with about seven different badges hanging off it and just flashing it as I walk through it. You think you could get into an airport dressed up as an employee?
You're a little late, but the jump seat is open.
You know, it's been a while since I've done this. Which one's the jump seat again?
Have a nice flight.
I don't know how well they're screened. That's a really good question. I mean, after you know, Carol is going to the Tim Hortons at gate 13 for 10 years in a row. You know, do we start to get a little lackadaisical on Carol? You know, is Carol selling cocaine out of the fucking Tim Hortons? Can I say that?
That's fine. That's fine.
All right. No, I hear you, dude. Who knows what's going on with that? There's so many moving parts in an airport. I can't even.
Yeah, it's nuts over there. But was that food that she brought from home?
Yeah, that's another thing too, man. You know, you want to have? Can you imagine every lunch of your life is X-rayed? I mean, that's gotta not be good for you, you know? Oh, why do I have a tumor? Because your peanut butter and jelly was X-rayed for fucking 7 years in a row. Shit.
Oh god.
By the way, remember when I was mentioning dogs in the writer's room here at the new Kevin show?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
they heard.
What's that?
They heard about it?
What?
They heard about it, that we were talking about it?
No, I'm about to add to it. So we're up to two. They were playing, frolicking the other day. One of them puked in the room. And here's the doozy. Remember that wall I told you where you're either you're on the side where you're in you hug or no hugs? And your name's on there, you know? And I told you I'm under no hug.
Yeah.
I looked the other day. I'm like, is this more names? What the? I look over. Oh, the dog's names were added to the hug list.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
I'm telling you, bro. It's not going to be long before somebody walks in here with a surfboard and a fucking tuna taco. This place is turning into L.A.
Oh, jeez. Soft, bro. That's a shame.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but that fire is so delightful. Since there's no place to go, listen to the Pete and Sebastian Show. Hey, it's your old pal Dean Martin here, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas and a happy belated Hanukkah to all my Jewish pals as well. Gotta run. It's happy hour, you know.
By the way, I meant to ask you, speaking of The Irishman, the soundtrack and that, do you have a record player? Do you ever just put on old records and sit back?
I don't own one record.
Mike, do you own a record player?
No.
My goodness, just some of those old would be fantastic to hear that.
Oh, why? Do you got a record player hooked up to speakers?
I mean, I got a record player and I got old records, and just like the In the Still of the Night and the stuff that they're playing on your movie, that's just meant to be played with the needle coming down. You know, and then
I know, but when's the last time you played a record?
4 days ago, I played Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Specifically, I wanted my daughter to hear "I'm Fixing a Hole Where the Rain Gets Through." Yeah, we play records all the time. She plays them. I buy her the records. Once a week, we go to the record store. We buy, when I'm home, every weekend, we buy one record where it's like Cinderella, and then it goes, ding, turn the page, and you follow along.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Maybe I got to get one now.
Does Lana like the same music as you, by the way? What does she like? Does she like...
I don't know what she likes, bro. I don't know. It's like, I can't get this girl to do nothing as far as watching a movie or watching a documentary, a TV show, nothing. I mean, we get in the bed, we put it on, and she's out cold. There's nothing.
Well, I mean, she's a mother of two young ones now, but like what, like when you were dating, what kind of music do you like? When she getting in your car, you're like, oh, I know she likes this music.
Nah, nothing where, you know, music is not a big thing in our house, and we've been trying to make it.
She's from Memphis. She doesn't like Elvis?
Not really. I mean, it's not a big music house, bro.
Man,
Luke, she likes Beyonce. That's who she likes.
Well, there we go. Well, now we're starting. We're starting from a place. All the single ladies.
Yeah, all the single ladies. But
that shit's hot, man.
I bit my tongue at the time, but when I brought up my new rule about two episodes ago, I didn't appreciate your reaction, bro. Didn't appreciate it. I'm three blue moons in today. I'm celebrating. My friend's in a classic movie, so I've been celebrating.
You know why I don't think I was that excited? Because I saw it on Instagram before you mentioned it on the cast.
Well, what are we? Are we co-hosts of a cast, or are we friends? I don't know. Like I feel like all Thanksgiving weekend, you were going to line. This motherfucker see my movie or not? I got no text. I got nothing. But I'm sitting here going, am I supposed to let him know how fantastic it was, or do I save it for the cast?
No, it's all saved for the cast, bro. I mean, come on. I mean, I'd rather not see, hear anything, although... I'm glad I saw the socks. By the way, you got it in your inbox right now. You got to pull it up. Right, bro?
I got... Lou, you looking too? I got to say, this is one of those Sebastian... I mean, he did a two-finger scroll in on those socks.
No, bro. If you look at the right foot, in the picture without anything, if you look at the right foot, there is a separation between the big toe and the second toe that looks like you almost have a sandal on.
By the way, I just realized now I disagree. Lou, we need a ref.
I gotta walk out of the room for this to download. Don't ask me why. Give me 1 second.
Notice about your brother?
That means he agrees with me, and it's so hard for him to fucking not agree with you that he has to make bullshit up. My dad. There's a gap between my dad and my brother. It looks like my dad loves me more.
I think he does.
There's a little gap where, like, you could tell, like, he's Irish.
Well,
my brother looks.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering where it will go.
I gotta be honest with you, something that's been like nipping at my craw a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And don't take this the wrong way. I don't want to sound greedy at all, but gotta be honest with you, I'm a little disappointed with the amount of gifts that I'm not getting.
That you're not from who?
Just in general.
That's incredible that you say that, because Jackie and I decided not to exchange this year, and I'm starting to feel sad as shit, guy. I got nothing either. So, but listen, all hope is not lost for you, because I got a home run coming your way, yay.
I appreciate it, and not taking anything away from your gift. I don't expect anything, but...
Lie.
Listen,
what
in the back of my head, I'm like, and don't get me wrong too. Let me just preface it by saying I love giving gifts. I get more joy out of giving, but I gotta tell you, bro, I got like a subconscious ticker in the back of my head, and it went off today. And I'm like, we're a week out, and I haven't opened up a damn thing yet. Except for, you know, I got, you know, I got the Disneyland thing. That's great. But I'm just saying, like, nothing. Like, fucking an ornament and nothing.
You just did a Make-A-Wish Foundation thing. That's what Disneyland. You understand? And you just brush it off like, well, I got the apple pie. But other than that.
No.
I know. See,
I didn't want to say this sounding like greedy. I'm not looking for, like, a car in the driveway or anything. I was just, like, sitting there going, nothing yet? I mean, like Amazon's coming, and, like, I've equated Amazon to my own personal Santa Claus. And I'm like, who's that for? And Lana's like, no, it's some clothes I got for Caruso. I go, nothing?
Yeah.
Like, when Amazon boxes come and you look at the label and your name's not on it, tell me you don't get disappointed.
I do. No, listen, I'm right there with you. Usually by now you have at least opened up a bottle of wine from somebody unexpectedly. Hey, thanks, it wasn't, you know, or a gift or two have come. I hear you. It's been light on my end, too. I got one that I said to Jackie, I go, listen, I don't want to get this year. I obviously don't need it. He's a nice guy, and I mean, I've come to love the guy, but it's not necessary. And that was the Regan, I'll be honest, $500 gift card I've told you about in the past, right? I didn't even get a chance to work with Brian that much this year. So the other day, I go,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
So I was like, I don't work with him that much. It's in my head. I was like, you know what? I got a nice job. I got a nice life. Brian doesn't have to do that, you know. And so that's not necessary this year. I doubt that'll be coming. And then it came. And I got to tell you, guy, I was like a little kid with the tree. I'm like, hey, I got it. This fucking guy. You know? So. I don't know. I think I could have like $10 million someday, and Brian, you know, has what he has, but I think he'll still send it like a mom sending you a 20.
Oh,
you know?
God.
It's just, he's just the biggest mensch that ever, that I've ever known, man. Just the sweetest, greatest, most generous guy ever. So,
well, I mean, kudos to him, because he could have been looking at the Christmas list this year and your name could have came up and he would have said, ah, it didn't really work with him, man. Knock it down to maybe 100 or forget it. Don't even send them anything.
Yeah,
right?
Send them a card. Nothing in there. I worked with him once or twice this year. We didn't get around to it, man. And still, you know, he's like, no, you send it. You send it to Petey.
Wow. See, I mean, stuff like that is what I'm missing this Christmas. Like, unexpected gifts.
Right?
I got to tell you, I can't tell you now, but I did something this year that I'm going to have to wait till after Christmas to tell you guys about it. But I did something really out of the box with some of my Christmas gifts. And I did it to people who are not going to expect it. A gift from me.
That's
those
nice.
Those are the best gifts, I think. Let's say something showed up tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
And it was from, I don't know, let me pick a name out of a hat. Lady Gaga.
Oh.
Or, listen. Or, let's say a buddy of mine from home, because we don't really, I'll give you an example. Let me give you an example.
Yeah. Let's do Lady Gaga. I was having fun with that.
Oh, well, we'll jump back on Gaga, but another thought came into my head. A buddy of mine who I've known back at home for 25 years loves steak. So there's a butcher that I get my steaks from out here in Central California, and they're delicious. And they're kind of pricey. I sent them a little gift box of steak, right? Now, we don't exchange gifts. I just remember him telling me in July that he was making steak. He showed me a couple pictures of what he was doing on the grill. I go, oh, that's a good idea. Maybe I'll send him a steak. I sent him a steak.
You know, you love a good steak.
I'm looking for that type of thought on the rebound. That's all I'm saying, man.
I like giving more than I like getting, but when I give, hey, I like to get. So, what I can't take, though, is the pressure. Like, I'll be honest, right? Like now, you know, Watt gave a gift last year, you know? So now, I'll give you another example. There's a guy named Sammy. I become very friendly with this guy out of Pittsburgh, right? Great guy. And he owns a company, and everyone in his company, he gives a big cooler of meat. What kind of meat? I forget.
Like, it's a ham.
It's a ham. Thank you, Lou. It's a ham. And a couple of years ago, he sent me a ham. And he's like, I had an extra ham, man. And it's some bacon. Great bacon.
Yeah.
And I had an extra one. You know, I sent it. And then the next year, he sent it again, right? And you know, like, he didn't. I'm kind of expecting it this year, and someday I'm not going to get it anymore, and that's going to be sad. So when people send you stuff, you know, you're like, it's exciting to get it, but then there's also that, oh, am I not going to get it next year? That'll be fucking sad.
Yeah, I'm not into, like, group gifts.
Who said it? What is this group gifts?
I don't want what everybody else is getting. I'm telling you, bro. I want you to dig deep.
I dug
find
deep
out.
For you, bro.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. That's the way it should be. I don't want a mass gift unless it's cash. If somebody's handing out a grand, yeah, I'm taking that. But everybody's getting a ham? Come on.
So what did you get? I'm assuming you got something for that magical neighbor of yours that wooed you one evening with his whimsical stories about
nothing.
Something I can't even recall. Episode forgotten. No, I'm only kidding. But what happened to that? I thought by now you'd be buying them golf clubs with a bow and ringing and running. Just leaving them on the stoop.
That's a gift. Like Lana will take care of that. That's like she'll send something over there from us, but I'm not involved in the purchase. You ever get one of these where Jackie's doing it and she's sending it, and then maybe when you go over to the people's house, she taps you before she goes in and say, "Guy, I got him a toaster, just so you know."
Oh yeah. Oh, you do the lean over, going, "What do we get? They're about to open it. What do we get?"
Absolutely.
Well, I tell you, I'm at the point now when I pick gifts for you and Lana, it's almost more, what do I think the listeners will think that was cool that I got you that you can't give me a hard time for? Lou, you get? Am I getting a gift from you, Lou? Me and Sebastian?
I don't think so.
You got tied up. I hear you. Wait, is there a recession? What the fuck? I told work here where I'm writing that I got to bang out Thursday afternoon because I'm going on Christmas weekend with my family. I figured there'd be three gifts on my desk by now. Nothing.
Well, I said cards. I got your card. Thanks, Pete. Is there a gift coming on top of that card?
Oh, yeah, guy. Come on.
Oh, really? Fuck, now I feel horrible.
No, don't feel. I expect you to get me anything, guy.
So listen, full disclosure here on the gifts.
Yeah.
I don't want to give it away. I gotta put this out there. I think Sadie's gift is better than your gift.
Wow.
And by the way.
Yeah.
And just this hit me, and I'm sorry, I'm being honest, this cast. I don't feel, and Lou backed me up on this, I don't feel like we got any stories on the bike. Was it used?
First of all,
I feel like the bike equated to the wings.
You're absolutely wrong. The gift I got this year, I felt I had to really think hard because of the bike and how much I love the bike. Are you kidding me? The bike brought my family together when they all visited. We all took turns on the bike. My dad was on it. You saw that photo of my dad. I told you how me and Sadie pull up and all the kids go, where'd you get that? Yeah, I told you about the drop-off.
Lou, is this stories that he thinks he told us?
Yeah, I never heard a story about the bike.
Come on, guys. Seriously? It's like this is like spreading the asshole cheeks with the breeze.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we got this type of insight on the bike.
I love the bike. It's one of the best gifts I've gotten in a long time as far as, I don't want to say, every gift is nice and thoughtful, no matter what. But I love the bike. We ride it all the time. Okay. I wasn't going to repeat everything I just said. I will say this. I love the bike so much that I thought long and hard where I plan on putting it for the winter. So where I have it is like really thought out. And as soon as the new year starts up with taking it right where you got it for a tune-up, we love it, dude. Trust me.
Okay. Yeah. But this year I think Sadie's gift might be the... I don't know. We'll see.
Well, I tell you... The gift we got Serafina, this is so cool that I said to Jackie, she goes, "Well, what if they don't have a blah, blah, blah?" I go, "Jack, that's not our problem." That's how cool that is right there. They got to figure that out up there on the...
Oh, great. Now I got to go shopping for the add-on?
Well, it's not really an add-on. It's... Can you cover your ears so I can tell Lou and the listeners?
I'm kidding. No.
Are we going to talk about, or are you not bringing it up because you don't know if I got one? Are we going to not get into this? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
What way?
Did you get one?
I wouldn't bring it up if I didn't get one.
I didn't get one.
First of all, you got one. Guy, if I got one, you got one.
Guy, I didn't get it. When'd you get it?
I came home and was there a couple days ago. Invite to JJ Watt's wedding. What are you talking about? You didn't get it, guy.
I didn't get it.
You first of all, you got it. You didn't find it yet.
It's not here.
Are you my plus one? Well, here's where I'm thrown. Because first of all, you got one. You can't find it yet. Because what I was going to ask you, because mine, the whole, the invite's beautiful with the envelope when you open it up. But on the outside of the envelope, my name and address was handwritten. Yay. That's the afterthought pile right there.
Wow, that's somebody. That's nice.
What do you mean that's nice? That means we got extra room because so-and-so canceled. Oh. Give me a pen. Because everybody gets it typed on the envelope. It would say Mr. and Mrs. Matt. I want to know if your envelope is typed out nice because you invited a long time.
You're thinking what? They made the list? Yes. And then they said, yeah, give them one. But they're like, what? I already went to the printers?
Yeah. we got an extra one. Well, we don't have time to get his name typed onto the envelope. Let's just hand me a Bic. All right, that's got to come out. That's got to come out.
That's got to come out.
Seriously. So wait, should we stop talking about this?
No, I mean, I'd like to talk about it. When is it?
I don't know if I'm comfortable telling you. You didn't get an invite. That's the other thing, bro. It's like third. It's like next Saturday. No,
you're out.
It's the actual invite. It's not to save the date.
What do you mean it's the actual invite? Yeah, it's the ain't no save the date guy. It's the website that you go to get your room.
There's a website. Let me No,
you're
no.
Not invited. You're not invited.
I know. That's why I want to ask questions. Are you going?
I can't go, honestly. Listen, I'm not doing this properly. Obviously, you got one. You just haven't seen it yet. Watt is the coolest. Him and his fiance, I can't even tell you how cool it is to invite me. It's a live taping, though, here. I can't miss the show. And I looked it up, and the date is actually you have shows.
Mm. Do you think he looked at our show list and said they ain't gonna come, but just send it?
Well, I think he probably said, "Listen, Sebastian's got shows and he can't cancel those, and Pete ain't gonna come if Sebastian don't come." So just write another one, Pete.
Oh man, that's funny. No, I have to let you know if mine pops up in the mail here. But as of now, I do not have anything here.
Well, maybe this all your little gifts that you've been hoping and dreaming for are all getting dropped off somewhere else, man. And that's where the invite is.
Maybe. Shit. Go ahead.
You go.
No.
I don't want to ruin the show, but I got to take that out, right? That was inconsiderate the way I brought that up, right? I mean, seriously, I'm just talking off the record for a second here.
Yeah.
That was rude, right? That wasn't nice
for
enough.
What? Rude
to be like, I got invited, it was handwritten. That's not cool to say.
Well, it's a joke.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, funny
one. It's like a joke.
All right. All right, cool. All right. All right, we're back live now.
The Pete and Sebastian Show.
We never left.
Yeah, well, that's it.
Oh man!
Can you ask Lana? Maybe she didn't tell you yet.
Bro, listen. Yeah. I got one. It's got to be at my business manager's office. If it's not, there's gonna be a fucking problem.
Oh man, you got to admit, if you didn't get invited, that would be hilarious.
Take a walk.
God.
All right, guys, getting in shape, it's not just about losing weight. It's about learning healthy habits. We've been through this. We're talking about Noom, N-O-O-M. What if you could use one program for all your health and weight loss needs? No more hunting for training apps, workouts, or calorie trackers, and dumb, annoying meal plans. Plus, you add a goal specialist and a community members to keep you motivated. Dude, I've told you before, Noom is like having your own personal trainer, nutritionist, motivational speaker all in one. They tell you exactly what you need to do to be in the kind of physical shape you want to be. Better self-care, make you feel more confident about yourself. Psychologically, you'll make healthier choices. I'm telling you, man, Noom is the way to go. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/DJ Lou. What do you have to lose? How about just an unhealthy lifestyle? That's what you have to lose. And you get into a good, positive lifestyle. Visit Noom.com/DJ Lou to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/DJ Lou. The last weight loss program you'll ever need. Happy holidays. Do it. Noom it up right after the holidays. Get that started.
I think we got to let the listeners in here on what's going on. There's been hints. There's been a rumor mill. Not really. But starting January 9th, the Pete and Sebastian show is going to be retired off Sirius XM, and we're hopping to iHeartRadio. Did I have anyone fooled that we were going to go off the air?
You had me fooled, bro, for a second, and I know the deal. The acting chops are off the charts.
Yeah, like, why is he getting hopped up?
So we like to thank Sirius XM Radio for all they've done for us. It's nothing, you know, there's nothing wrong with Sirius at all. It's just for the cast, we think that iHeart was a better fit for us. So starting January 9th, we're going to be up on iHeart Radio. You can still find it on, you know, wherever you find your podcast, but we're just changing platforms. Not going to be a lot of change for you guys, but there's going to be some change for us. We're implementing video to the show, so video is going to be available, and couple things here and there that we're going to be adding to the show, but we're really excited. Lou's coming. Jimmy from Boston, he probably doesn't know this, but he's invited too.
Yeah.
So what do you got? You got anything to add to the move?
Listen, I just want to say the same thing. Sirius XM is just class operation. Can't thank them enough for supporting us for as long as they did. And like you said, man, it's not to anyone else out there, where you find us other than Sirius XM, you'll still be able to find us. And as far as the video goes, dude, I am so excited to start doing some video with this. It's going to be fun. Oh, yeah. Very exciting. It's been
a long time coming. A lot of listeners want the video. They want to see what's going on. And so do we. I mean, it adds another dimension to the cast, I think, to actually see where we're doing this from. So, yeah, very exciting. Looking forward to it. In closing, do you have anything else on the slate that you wanted to bring up?
Was there anything else? Let's see. Got that covered? I don't. No,
by the
I guess
way.
Not.
Yeah. By the way, just throwing this out there.
Yeah.
I went golfing with my pediatrician. We've become close.
Yeah.
And a couple other guys over the weekend, and I'm really getting into golf, bro. I got the bug, and tomorrow, and I'm sure we're gonna have a story about this, going golfing with Ray Romano. Haven't spent any time with him. So we're going to go, and he's cordially invited me to his country club for a little game of golf. So really looking forward to hanging out with Ray.
As a father, all I have to say is befriending your pediatrician. It's the greatest move a father could make. I can't even. I mean, what?
Well, I mean, listen, what we went through with Serafina a year ago, really, around this time a year ago, he was outstanding. And then, you know, through that came a friendship. But out of the friendship, I got to tell you, we had a little episode with Big Boy a couple nights ago, Caruso. I don't know if Sadie ever had this. You ever have croup where you cough and you sound like a seal?
No, I don't think so, no.
Lou, Google croup. C-R-O-O-P. Get a YouTube on this. so the listeners could get a an idea of what this sounds like. And if you're a parent out there, and your kid has had this, you know what I'm talking about. And if they haven't, or you're not a parent, if you could just kind of imagine hearing this at night. But at 5 o'clock in the morning, he was kind of restless. He never really cries until about 6:30, 7 o'clock. It was out of characteristic for him to be crying so early. And we went to go get him, and he was breathing heavy, labored breathing. And he had this kind of seal cough. It wasn't as bad as I've heard, but yeah. it had a hint of it. Lou, you got it all? We called our pediatrician at 5 o'clock in the morning, and he didn't answer, which I didn't expect him to. There is an emergency hotline there, but you know, we have a direct kind of back and forth with him. But anyway, it's basically a upper respiratory virus that's, you know, you take a steroid and in 2 or 3 days it's gone. But hearing that as a parent, we took him right to the hospital based on what we went through with Serafina. Yeah. Lana took him to the hospital, and I stayed behind with Serafina, and I was going to meet her there. But fortunately, she came back in an hour and a half. It was nothing. But anyway, to get to your point, the pediatrician, I got to tell you, man, as new parents going through, you know, things that you've never seen before, it's like to have a contact with the pediatrician on a level where you could like call. He came over to the house call about a month ago.
Oh man, that's like Little House on the Prairie.
Oh God, yeah.
And then you got 18 holes.
Lou, I'm sorry. Lou's got it. Lou, play that.
Oh yeah, that sounds like someone's right? bouncing a beach ball on their nose with that noise. Yeah.
So, you hear that coming out of your kid? It's fucking frightening.
While he was sleeping, that happens.
Well, you hear it, but it wasn't as pronounced as that. It was like a little less than that. But the breathing was like, you know, kind of labored, and you know, and then you would hear a like, oh fuck, yeah. You know.
More like a seal after the 8th show on a Sunday.
yeah. Like SeaWorld Sunday 10 o'clock show.
Oh, man. Now, when you said he didn't pick up, were you calling his home number, like his cell phone number do you have?
Yeah.
Hey, it's a guy. You're giving me the bat phone. That means you pick up the bat phone. I mean, what the fuck? Right? I mean, do you think he did a rollover?
He looked and said, no. Yeah. He ain't like that.
Well, I mean, hey, I'm not saying he's like that or not, but so what is this guy puts his phone on silent? I mean, it's one or the other.
If he's not on call, I don't think he's putting the phone next to his ear. The guy would be up 24 hours a day.
All right, well, let's do a test. Why don't you text him tomorrow at 5 saying you want to hit the links at 8:30 today? See if he gets back here for that one.
So yeah, that's that. Let me just plug a couple of shows here. What do we got?
Oh, is this it? Is this it? Do we have to say Merry Christmas to everybody? Is this the last one?
Yeah, next week's going to be a best of. We need a buffer in between our transition. There's a lot that's got to be moved over. Actually, nothing, but sounds good.
You know where I'm going to be when this comes out on Friday? I'm going to probably be sitting in the lobby of the lovely Lucerne Hotel. I didn't let you sway me. I did not let you sway me. Sipping my coffee, enjoying my Christmas weekend. I wish everybody a very, very... I know you're going to do plugs and stuff, but I just want to say, everybody, man, have a Merry Christmas. Thank you for listening to us. It means the world. I'm feeling it now, bro. Holidays kicked in.
Yeah, holidays are kicking in. We do appreciate all of you guys from day one. I think we've been doing this now, 5-6 years? So, you know, you followed us wherever we go, and we don't think things are going to change on the way to iHeart. So we really thank you for that. Happy holidays. Happy New Year to everybody out there. Just a couple dates here. February 28th through March 1st, I'll be in Poughkeepsie. Coming to Baltimore. March 14th and 15th. Check me out in Albany, New York, April 3rd through the 5th. And that is all I want to tell you guys. SebastianLive.com. Take care.
Up on the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Nothing you would take, everything you gave. Hold me till I die, meet you on the other side.
The show has ended.
I didn't get it.
You, first of all, you got it. You didn't find it yet.
It's not here.
Are you my plus one?